And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
At some point, you'd think North Carolina Republican legislative leaders Phil Berger and Tim Moore would be a little sheepish about their relentless efforts to accumulate more and more power over all aspects of state government. North Carolina's constitution already makes our state's governor one of the nation's weakest and the legislature one of the most powerful, and courts have blocked some of Berger and Moore's previous power-grabbing efforts. But that isn't stopping them from pushing through a new slate of bills to expand their control over everything from the appointment of judges to the Board of Transportation to the UNC system. Indeed, the UNC proposal even seizes power from their fellow legislators. It specifically does away with Senate and House votes on Board of Governor appointees and gives complete authority to Berger and Moore personally. The bottom line, struggles between branches of government are nothing new, but the relentless power grabs by Berger and Moore, a pair of small-town lawyers that no one in the state outside of their mostly rural districts has ever voted for, are taking things to an outrageous and embarrassing new low. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.